Unemployment should not debar our youth from getting on. The sense in picking up anything legitimate for the main time until you hit something big still applies. Alamasho today. Comms chat up with Alamasho based Asiwaju Babatunde Daniel buttresses the point. When I read stories or headlines like, graduate went into selling of moi moi due to lack of job, or, I started selling kunu when I couldn't get a job, and I read commentaries such as, just imagine, if this was a good country, why should a graduate be doing plumbing or selling moi moi, I always shudder. Who told you these jobs or businesses are beneath a degree, master's or PhD holders? Who writes all these unwritten rules that certain jobs or businesses are beneath you? Are you ashamed to eat a mala, moi moi, opa, pap, akara et al? Are you ashamed while excreting? Why then do you think jobs or businesses around these are beneath particular academic certification holders? The fact that social prestige is associated with a particular work or business doesn't make it financially viable. I usually cite the example that most shops in WUS are doing better in terms of sales and margins than those in upscale malls. Many cafeterias are doing better in terms of sales volumes, sales margins and profitably than restaurant owners in upscale malls. But many prefer the optics of prestige to real business performance metrics. The owners in upscale malls may have that social swagger, but the other ones hold the cash flow and revenue ace. I can name at least 5 Bukis cafeterias, and Mama Put doing way better than most of the upscale restaurants I know. It is the numbers for me, not the perception or prestige. Much of what people are looking for in jobs or businesses are social prestige, optics rather than the real metrics. It is why a lot of people acquire material props, to appear rich. My friend, if that thing is legitimate, it is not beneath your education, even if you are an emeritus. In the real world, people pay for value created by skills, know-how, insights, not your certificate. Get on board the startup train, Alamasho youth. Like Daniel has pointed out in this piece, if that thing is legitimate, it is not beneath your education. Why not consider a vocation to start with?